Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the second day of Sivan, Tavshin Pei Dalad, Yom HaMiuchas. Masechta Gittin, a new Masechta, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. One of the laws about a get, a bill of divorce, is that it has to be written Lishma. It has to be written for the sake, for the name of the woman who's being divorced. This is learnt from the Pasuk, V'chosavla, he shall write her. The word Loh, it comes to tell us Lishma, it has to be in her name. For her name. There's a machlokes tanoim. What exactly has to be written lishma? Rabbi Meir holds it's referring to the signature of the witnesses at the bottom of a get. Why is that? Because he holds that that's what makes the get. What makes the get kosher is the edim that sign on the get. If you have a get without edim signed on it, it doesn't do anything. That creates the force of the get. And therefore, if the Torah says v'kosavla, it's really referring to the chasima of the edim, the signature of the edim that has to be lishma. The writing of the get itself doesn't have to be lishma, according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Elazar holds, no. Rabbi Elazar says that when it says v'kosavla, it's talking about the actual body of the get, the body of the bill of divorce, not the signature. Why? Because he holds it's not the signature of the Edim that makes the get, even if he didn't have signatures of the Edim on it. It's Edim Mesira Karati. He holds it's the witnesses before whom, or in the presence of whom, the get was handed over. That's the critical thing. According to Rabbi Elazar, if a get was signed and sealed, but it wasn't handed over in front of Edim, no, then it's not going to be kosher. It has to be Edim Mesira Karati. So, therefore, and Halacha is like Rabbi Elazar, and therefore, when the Torah says, V'kosavla, he shall write it, and we learn the Shema, it's referring to the body of the get. Our Mishnah is going to do, the opening Mishnah is going to talk about what happens if a shliach that was sent by the husband, who's outside Israel, and he sends a shliach, an agent, to bring the get to his wife, who is in his Eretz Israel. Such a shliach is called shliach lehoilacha. It's a shliach to bring the get to the wife. Later on, we'll learn about in this Masech the differences between the shliach lahalacha and lakabala. But here we're talking about a shliach lahalacha, to send it, to give it to the wife. Only when it gets to her hands will she be gerashus, she will be divorced, or a property. Hamevi get, says the Mishnah. One who brings a get, a husband sends a get to his wife, mimdina sayam, from overseas, from outside Israel. And it's far. It's a dinner rechoka. It's quite far from Israel. Tzorach sheyomer. It's important. It's necessary for the shliach to say, in front of the beis din, before he hands over the get, b'fanei nichta b'fanei nachan. It was signed. It was written and signed in front of me. He has to say that. And there are two reasons that the Gemara brings. Two different reasons. Rabba says the reason is because the overseas people in Medina Sayyam, they did not know the halacha of doing it lishma. That has to be done for the purpose of that woman, for the name of that woman. And they were not so bucky, and they were not a few. They thought, oh, you can write a get, and then afterwards, you know, decide to give it to a husband who's going to divorce his wife. No, it has to be written lishma for the sake of the name of the one that the woman is being begerashes, being divorced. And for that reason, the Chachamim made a takana, that in whenever a shliach is bringing a get from overseas, he has to say b'fonenachtam, to it was signed and written and signed in front of me, and that will then clarify. Really, was it sealed and signed lishma? By doing that, it brings out the whole topic of being done lishma, and it makes people aware about this halacha that has to be done lishma. Because as we said, overseas, in outside Israel, they were not so familiar with this halacha. Rava says, and when he said, that's one opinion. Others say that the very saying, the very recitation of that statement, it was signed and written in front of me, that itself is bearing witness that it was done lishma. That's a samla. Rava has a different reason. He says it's because ein edim mitsuyin lekaima. There's not Edim is sometimes not around to be able to confirm that it was signed by them. Rava says it's not because of Lishma, that's not the reason of Psul. The reason is we're worried that maybe the husband will come from overseas and he'll make a claim that the get was a forgery. And the halacha is that in such a case, if a husband should now come and deny and say, yeah, it's a forgery and I don't have to give a ksuba, but whatever it may be, if that is the case, we would require the get to be confirmed with its signatures. So if the edim that are written on the, signed on the get, or other people who know their signatures can come and vouch and say, yes, these are the signatures of Reuben and Shimon who signed the get, that would completely abolish the claim of the husband, and the claim of the husband would be knocked out of court. But if you have a get coming from overseas, it's not easy to get witnesses to confirm that this was their signature. And if the husband comes and makes a claim that it's a forgery, the woman will be left without any power to confirm her get. For this reason, to stop such a situation and to support the woman that the get is a proper get, the Chachamim said, every shliach that comes from overseas has to say, b'fonenech, b'fonenechtem, in order to be trusted to hand over the get to the wife. And if that happens, then when he says this, when the shliach says this, he has the power of two edim. And now husband can't claim and say it's a forgery. Rabban Gamliel says, not only if you bring it a baguette from a faraway country, ela afa maybe, even if you bring it, afa maybe min arekem min acheger. Now these are cities which are fairly close to Israel, just over the southern border, southeast border of Eretz Israel. And even then, you have to say, b'fonenechtem. The shliach has to say it was written and signed in front of me. According to Rabba, like his reason, because even though they're close to Israel, but they still weren't fluent, or they were still not so well-versed in this halacha, having to be written lishma for the purpose of the woman. According to Rava, the reason is because not many people came from these districts, from Rekem Cheger to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, there would be little chance sometimes to have witnesses to confirm it was their signature, and therefore to stop the husband claiming it's a forgery. So in order to get to preempt this, the shliach has to say, b'fonenechtem, and that gives it the power of like two witnesses that have confirmed it, even though he's only one man. Rabbi Eliezer goes even further. Rabbi Eliezer, says the Mishnah, afilu mikfar ludim lelud, even from kfar ludim to lud. Now, kfar ludim is a city in Chutz Laaretz. It's close, very close to Lud in Eretz Yisrael. In fact, it's bounded on three sides by Eretz Yisrael, but it's actually still outside Israel. It's not completely surrounded by Eretz Yisrael borders, and therefore it's Chutz Laaretz. But and being so close to Lud, there was quite a strong connection formed between these two, between the cities, citizens of these two cities. And they were also quite fluent in the halacha of writing lishma. Well, if they knew the halacha of writing lishma, they're close to Lud in Eretz Yisrael, why do they have to say mefanachnu nachtam? Rabbi Eliezer holds that even then, even from kfar ludim lelud, the shliach has to say that it was befanachnu nachtam in order not to start making differences. You can't make differences, says Rabbi Eliezer. Here, this is close. Here, they know the lishma. They said, one rule for all. If it's Chutz Laaretz, you have to say Fananachta, Fananachta. That's how Rabbi Eliezer learns. V'chachomim oimrim, ein oit sarach sheyomer b'fananachta, Fananachtam, ela hamevi medinas hayam. They say that the only ones who have to say, the only time that a shlech has to say, it was written and signed and sealed in front of me, is if you bring it from outside Eretz Yisrael, right? And it's from quite far, it's Rechokim, like the Tanakama. The Hamoylich, or one who does it the other way around. He's taking it from Eretz Yisrael to a country far away outside in Chutz Laaretz. Are they arguing? Are the Chachamim arguing with the Tanakama, or just explaining what the Tanakama holds? According to Rabba, they're actually arguing with the Tanakama. Tanakama held that only for a person who's bringing from Chutz Laaretz, from a faraway country, Chutz Laaretz, to Eretz Yisrael, needs to say b'fonenecht, b'fonenechtem. Because of the issue that Rabbah holds, because of because of lishma. But if you take it from Eretz Yisrael to the Medina Sayyam, no problem, because Ben Eretz Yisrael were quite well versed or well aware of this halacha of writing lishma, and therefore Tanakama holds it's only one way traffic that you have to say for lishma from Medina Sayyam. to Eretz Yisrael if a get goes that way. But if the get goes from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, no, not necessary. Because his issue was Lishma. And they knew Lishma in Eretz Yisrael. Rava, however, who holds that the reason is not because of Natbaki Lishma. The reason that there was because you need to have an ability to confirm the signatures. And if it's coming from Chutz Laaretz, there's not much traffic and hard to get people to now in Israel if the husband will say it's a forgery. He won't have anything to me mekaymet, no witnesses. Well, according to Rava, the Chachamim are not arguing with the Tanakama. Rather, they're just explaining his words. Why? Because when it comes to this issue of not aiding being available to be mekaymet, there's no difference between taking from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael, bringing it to Eretz Yisrael, or the other way around, taking it outside from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz. In both cases, you can have the issue, a problem of not having aidim to mekayim the shtar. So according to Rava, the Chachamim agree to Tanakam, they're just explaining the words. Now the Mishnah goes on, says that in Chutz Laaretz itself, in provinces, in countries outside Israel, from one district or one suburb to another suburb, you also have to, from one country to another country, outside Israel, you also need to say b'fananachtam. According to Rabbi, it's because they don't know the halacha lishma. And therefore, from one Medina to another Medina, it's possible that they don't know this halacha. So they have to say, the agent has to say, before an achtam, and then we can either say that's like saying Lishma, or we start to talk about the issue, or was it written Lishma, etc. According to Rava, so why does it, and the truth is, not just from one Medina to another Medina, but even Me'ir Le'ir, even from city to city in the same country, you would have to write Fonanachtam, because if they're not well-versed in this halacha lishma, it doesn't matter from how far it is, from one country to another, one city to another city. So why did the Mishnah say, Ona Medina La Medina, country to country? That's to tell us that in Israel, in Eretz Yisrael, even from Medina La Medina, from one district to another district, you do not need to say Fananachtam. However, according to Rava, who holds that the reason is what? The reason is to stop the husband being able to say it's a forgery, and it gives it a kium to the get. According to Rava, it's only if it's Medina to Medina, from country to country, or from district to district, that we say you have to say Fananachtam, because you don't have Edim to be around to Mekaymet. But from city to city in one province, that you don't have to. You don't have to say Fananachtam, because you'll never have a problem of not being able to get the Edim to confirm the signature. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, he goes even further than everybody. And he says that even in one city that's controlled by two different governors, if they're makbid, they're very fussy, very particular, and do not allow the men of the people of one district to come to the other district, there too, if one brings a get from one hegemony or one district to the other district, you have to say again, b'fananachtam. What about in Israel, in Eretz Yisrael? Would it apply as well if they have such a city where there is a friction and you can't go from one part of the city to the other part of the city? Well, the Gemara brings that there was, in fact, such a city in Eretz Yisrael. And the reason you have to say that Fananachtam, is because even the simply ain Edim Mitzuyim, you would not get a possibility to get Edim to confirm its signatures, because they're at friction with each other, the two different suburbs, controlled by two different interests. And therefore, you'd have to say, b'fananachtam, and that will be the kiyum, that'll give it the kiyum. Now, that sounds like very good according to Rava. What about according to Rabba? Rabba says it's because they're not, they ain bekim lishma. So the explain is that even Rabba, who holds it because of Lishma, here will also worry about Ein Edim Tzum Lekaima, because Rabba, even Rabba, who holds that it's only because of Ein Mitzun, it's because of Lishma, here, where there is not a problem of Lishma, But there is a problem of ein edim mitsuyim, that you don't have availability of witnesses to confirm it. Then we will apply that rule that you need to say panenachtim. So it's interesting. The way it comes out is that Rava says you're only worried about ein edim mitsuyim lekaima. Rava holds we're worried about shma. But even if it's not an issue of lishma, we would also worry about the idea of ein edim mitsuyim lekaima. Mishnah base. As a continuation of the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda now is going to identify cities that are actually close to the borders of Eretz Yisrael. And from there outward, it's considered Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Merekem Lemizrach, from Rekem going all the way to the east, that's Chutz La'aretz in the east. Merekem Kamizrach, and the city of Rekem itself is treated like Chutz La'aretz. Me'ashkelon Ladorim, from Ashkelon to the south, Ve'ashkelon Kedorim, and Ashkelon is also considered Chutz La'aretz in the south. From Akka onwards, all the way north, is considered as Chutz La'aretz, and so is Akka itself. Rabbi Meir, Akka Eretz Yisrael Gittin. Rabbi Meir says that Akka is like the land of Israel as far as Gittin is concerned, and he holds that if you bring a get from Akka, you are not. It is considered like Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, if you bring a get from Akka, you are not required to say Befonenachtav, Befonenachtav.